producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. We are Free Talk Live. You can join the show by dialing in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the executive of a major retail chain who doesn't give a damn that you know he smokes weed. And I found this one on your Facebook page, Rich Paul, so we'll talk about this guy. You might recognize him from the television. Well, I'll not say more about who it is here in a moment, but it is Ian Danica and Rich. We actually still have Dan with us in Pittsburgh. For those of you just tuning in, Dan received a speeding ticket, and he's wanting to go to court on this one. Because, well, first of all, it's a good thing to just clog the court system with a bunch of, victimless crimes, so it makes their life more difficult. But also, in this case, it looks like the officer really botched it up. He was apparently using a stopwatch.
A stopwatch, of all things.
And then measuring the distance over time, which is how you calculate speed, that somebody was, in this case Dan, was driving. So he went past point A and then past point B, and the officer clocked him between point A and point B, wrote down that information about the distance and the time, and then messed up the division. The officer got 51 miles an hour, I believe, but the actual division is 41. The correct answer would have been 41 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone. Did I recap that correctly, Dan, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that is correct. Now, a couple things. In Pennsylvania, only state cops can use radar. So actually, all the local cops use just lines on the road and stopwatches. And the other thing is, on this stopwatch, because he wrote the model number down, I looked it up, you can input a distance, and it's supposed to do the math for you and
for
just
you.
Output the speed. And so I'm kind of at a loss. I feel like it just has to be a miswrite or something. I don't know, but.
Yeah, he definitely screwed something up. Now, you had asked about when you go to trial how to approach this. Now, I'm not an attorney. This isn't legal advice, but here's the way I would do it. If it were me, I wouldn't mention anything about the screw-up until Officer So-and-so is on the stand under oath and is being cross-examined by you. And then at that point, you can do something where you kind of catch him in his mistake, you know, say, "Officer, can you tell me what was the speed that you said that I was going?" 51 miles an hour. Okay, and you said that it was, you're certain about that, correct? Yeah, I am absolutely certain about that. And you're certain about the numbers, the other ones, like the distance and the time,
right.
Get him to lock it in that he's absolutely certain that that was what you were doing. And then you can say, "Officer, can I give you this calculator here and have you go ahead and, do the division and tell us what that number is?" You could try that or something, to that effect, where you actually get him to say on the stand that his numbers were inaccurate. And then you could perhaps motion to dismiss based on the witness is essentially unreliable.
If it were me, I would actually first just ask him to do the math in his head. Oh, okay, you can't do that. Would you like a calculator?
Yeah.
Give him the calculator and then say, "Did you have a calculator with you in the car?" Because then he's kind of pointed out that he can't do the math without the calculator.
Okay.
Now that I don't know exactly how the stopwatch they had worked was. The other thing that I would point out is
that
if he's doing it off a stopwatch, then say he's measuring you over a quarter a mile, he's got to be able to accurately say from a quarter mile away when you cross that line. And that's an error-prone process, and he's kind of ruined his ability to say, "I don't make mistakes, I'm a cop."
Right.
The proper answer is, if you think you don't make mistakes, you're a narcissist. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, too, it wasn't a quarter mile. It was like 150 feet. And so
the shorter the distance, the more inaccurate it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the other thing is you can do the experiment they used to do in physics class where they would you would hold your hand at the bottom of a ruler. Somebody else would hold it up and drop it. And as soon as you see it moving, you catch it, okay? And the distance between catching it and dropping it and catching it, the distance in the difference in distance can then give you, you can calculate the reaction time from that. And, you know, that reaction time is usually a couple of seconds. And if he's measuring you over 150
feet
at, you know, either 41 or 51 or some number of miles an hour that he's incapable of calculating, then I don't see how he could do that with any regularity. And if you can beat them well, you might well create a precedent there, because if they're all doing it, they're all engaged in a terribly inaccurate process.
I think the stopwatch itself is enough to get thrown out. It's just like, I can't take you seriously. I can't take you seriously with the stopwatch. Like, this is law enforcement, not a track and field meet.
Motion to dismiss. Once once you catch him in his mistake, you can motion to dismiss because the witness is incompetent to testify. And that's a common objection. That's an actual legal objection. They're probably not going to let you get away with it. Like you said, they can just change the numbers and, they can update the complaint. But
they can change the numbers, but what's the number? What's the evidence?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the evidence is that he wrote this down at the moment when it was fresh, and he got it wrong. So changing a number on a ticket doesn't make that ticket right.
I think you've got a good argument here, Dan. I think that you could possibly beat this. Technical question, though, about challenging things, because in some states or some localities, they actually charge you money to go to court in addition to what, the fine might actually be. Do you know if there are court costs involved in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I had to put up like a $9 the price of the ticket plus $9 for fees. So I would imagine that I won't get that back if I'm innocent. But if that's it's $9 or something. So
if you go to court and you beat this, let's say that you motion to dismiss and the case gets dismissed based on, the witness screwed up, so he can't be trusted in the case. Does that mean you get the $9 back and the full speeding ticket amount back?
Right. That's what I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about the $9, but I should get $180 or something back. So,
See, they do this in some places where you actually have to pay the full amount, which is what you did up front in order to even secure your supposed right to a trial, which I think is absolutely outrageous. And I'm grateful they don't do that here in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, you just simply challenge the case, you go to trial, and then once you're found guilty, then you have to pay them. Or you can do community service in a lot of cases. But if they've already got their hands on your money, it's going to be very, very hard. Let's say you get found guilty. It would be very hard to get them to agree to community service after they already have the $180 in their bank account.
Right, yeah.
So it really screws you it's very disenfranchising, I think, from the system to do that to people. Dan, will you do us a favor and let us know how it goes?
Yeah, sure thing.
Cool, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the story.
Thank you.
Our toll-free number, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In a lot of places, I wouldn't really recommend doing this whole take it to trial thing if it's going to cost you more to do that. In some places, there's court fees can be in the hundreds of dollars. He said it was just $9 in that particular case. In Florida, I had a friend who was going to court for a DUI, and I got to see some of the paperwork, and it showed me on the paperwork what the court fees were. And it was literally in the hundreds, like $200 to $300 for court fees, which is crazy. And well, that's a huge disincentive to challenge a case.
It is a disincentive, but it's probably still an underestimate of their actual cost in dealing with things. And the thing is, I might well pay the extra $9 because they've got to have attorneys and judges and courtrooms and lights and bailiffs and all that stuff adds up. So, if you can cost your enemy more than you cost yourself, it might not be a bad thing to do, especially if you go in, I'd like to learn this whole challenge jurisdiction thing just so
it
I could
works.
Do that. No, but I'd like to go in and do it before my actual defense just to confuse them.
855 450 free, whether you want to talk about court or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can join us here. And if you've got a suggestion for Dan, by no means are we legal experts. If you've got a suggestion for his case, feel free to share it. 855-450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. So enjoy freetalklive.com. Coming up October 29th and 30th, Vegas is the place for the very first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. Our very own Mark Edge will be there broadcasting live with Free Talk Live. And there'll be all kinds of Bitcoin movers and shakers that you can meet and talk to. Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Tone Vase, Paul Pui, Joseph von Perling, Bitcoin Bell, Stephen Michaels, Edward C. May, and more. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com and get your tickets now. That's BitcoinInvestor.com. It's October 29th and 30th. It's happening at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the D Hotel takes Bitcoin. So go to BitcoinInvestor.com. And Mark will be seeing you there. So our toll-free number is 855-453. We can talk more about court techniques and tactics here in a moment. How to clog the system. But first, we go to Peed Off in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, the Ian Danica and Rich Paul. Hello? Hello? Peed Off, calling from New York.
It is me, Dave. How you guys doing?
I called it, didn't I?
Yes,
I said this
yes
was
you
be,
called it.
Yeah, I said this is going to be Dave. All right, Dave, what's up?
Jonathan Hales owes me $20,000.
$20,000?
Yeah.
You don't seem like the kind of guy who has $20,000 to lend to anyone.
No, he owes me money. I am going to sue him for $20,000.
How does he owe you $20,000?
For all of the punitive damages that he and his friends on that DS board have caused me over the years, and I want my money. I want him to experience what it's like to be homeless.
What is a DS board? D is in dog, S is in Sam. DS? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's called the Death Squad board, but
the
I call
Death
it something
Squad.
Else.
Okay.
I call it something last
so,
week.
Well, we don't want to know what you
So you're surprised that you went on a board called Death Squad and somebody was mean to you? What are you thinking? Go someplace where people are going to be nice to you. Go to the Barney
people,
chat room.
All of these people, we all used to hang out.
He
on
loves you.
I don't know. I'm going to drop him off. I'm going to drop him off. I thought he might have said the F-bomb there.
Oh.
I wasn't real sure about that.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better.
You know, we can't have, you know, a...
And we already know enough about Dave to know that he would just start repeating himself in another 10 seconds anyway, so I'm sure we weren't really missing much of what it was ultimately that was going to come out of his mouth. But let's talk briefly about Dave for a moment, because, Rich, you seem unfamiliar with Dave, and I'm sure we have new listeners in our audience.
I don't remember Dave, but I have talked to some nutbags on the air.
No doubt.
I try to forget about him.
He is the first time Dave called the show was probably 2 years ago now, and his calls over the years have varied in somewhat to their substance, but ultimately break down to the same thing, meaning that Dave is upset that someone treated him poorly on the internet.
And or he's upset about someone that is making money off of
show
YouTube.
Right. Show us where the internet touched you.
That's, well, apparently now he wants to sue them for $20,000. There are these message boards that he will go on. And thing with Dave is, it's not that he just shows up and people are mean to him. Dave is also mean in the first place. So Dave shows up on these online forums and is very, very rude and obnoxious to people. And then he's surprised and angry when people give him back what it is that he's putting into the world.
Mm.
So Dave is getting a taste of his own medicine, and he doesn't like it. He can dish it out, but he can't take it. And every time it happens, or not every time, but often enough, he'll call in here to complain about the most recent iteration of whichever board it was, because that's one of the things that has changed over time.
How did you win that honor? I mean, did you put out a counseling card?
Calls, right? Like, I mean, we're the only show that will take calls from anybody on a nationwide level.
That's okay.
You know, he can call Free Talk Live, but if you were to try calling Rush Limbaugh, he's not going to get on the air, right?
Right.
Right.
So that's
right.
How we got the honor of Dave
Grady calling us from Poughkeepsie, New York, with all manner of various complaints about behavior on the internet.
So never let it be said that low standards don't pay off.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can bring up anything, is 855-450-FREE. And we've tried your advice, Rich. We tried to suggest to Dave that he go to some place that's someplace where he's not going to get into fights with people. But it's just, it's his personality. Yeah. He brings that to the table. He's rude. He's nasty. He's mean. And, you know, then he's shocked that other people will do that to him.
I kind of feel bad about sending him to the Barney chat room. I wonder how that's going to go.
They might tear him up.
I think he should just watch a 10-hour loop of Nyan Cat. I think that would be very therapeutic.
Nyan Cat. That is a meme, correct?
Yes, a Pop-Tart cat.
Yes, that is a video. It's a Pop-Tart cat.
Right. So, there you go. There's your latest from Dave Grady. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. How my first arrest changed my opinions of police. Like, we can still talk about that. And then also, here's the news about the man who's a business entrepreneur, Men's Warehouse founder, George Zimmer. You might remember him from television.
Yeah.
Did a lot of fairly noteworthy commercials over the years for Men's Warehouse, said that he has recreationally smoked weed for half a century. A story from HuffingtonPost.com. Zimmer told CNBC, quote, "I've been smoking marijuana on a regular basis for about 50 years. As you can see, it's really impacted me in a negative way."
He likes the way you look, after all.
Zimmer delivered the keynote speech at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo in Los Angeles on Friday. In his speech, he said, quote, "Everybody in the country knows what the truth here is, except the 535 people we elect to make these decisions in Washington, D.C. It's astounding." The apparel executive who was fired from the menswear chain 2 years ago is the fifth major business leader to come out in favor of legalizing marijuana. Whole Foods co-CEO John Mackey, who's also a libertarian, by the way, Virgin Group founder Richard Branson, billionaire financier George Soros, and Peter Lewis, the late progressive insurance chairman who died 2 years ago, all backed such legislation.
Why didn't they include the Koch brothers? They're also big time on that bandwagon. They finance some of the marijuana fight, as I understand.
Bill, it is a Huffington Post story.
Oh, that's why.
The 5 decades of getting high doesn't seem to have squashed Zimmer's motivation. He recently launched 2 menswear ventures, a tuxedo rental site called Generation Tux, and a tailoring company called Z Tailor. So he's still in the suits business, even though he's no longer leading Men's Warehouse.
Well, next time I do the 420 rally in a tux, I'm going to send him a letter and ask him to comp me a nice one.
Well, this is something that I've always said that we should have in the marijuana disobedience / legalization movement, is we need men and women with, like, business attire, people who are upstanding members of the business community who are willing to come out of the closet and admit to being marijuana users to help counteract the misinformation, this sort of drug war propaganda that cannabis users are only shiftless losers.
Well, I used to sell some weed to Swede to those people, but they really don't want to come out.
To the business owners, you mean?
Yes.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, but that's what it's going to take. We need more people with courage like George Zimmer. Thanks, George, for doing that. It's great stuff. 855-450-FREE. Join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Lead attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Rich Paul.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. And if you care about your privacy when you're online, you need to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you with that. They are a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. ProXPN does it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. And they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus Linux support as well. So setup is super easy. ProXPN, by the way, unlike those other guys, ProXPN, they do not keep logs of your activities whatsoever. And they've got servers now more so than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They've also integrated Nunkly.com to mask your emails. And if you get, that is, if you get their premium account, which you can do, you can actually do it with credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, get 50% off their regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50, which is pretty darn affordable with that code. But here's an even better deal. And you can still use the FTL50 code if you feel like it. But if you pay with Bitcoin, you can actually get 2 years' worth of ProXPN for only $49.95. Plus, $5 of your purchase will go to the AMP program when you go to this URL to get started, proxpn.com/AMP. So this actually helps Free Talk Live directly with the AMP program getting $5 out of your $49.95. And you're getting a huge savings on ProXPN. You do the math. 2 years worth of ProXPN for $50, basically. That's cheap. Per month, I think that breaks down to less than, between $2 or $3 per month. That's incredible. So, but you can only get the huge savings if you pay with Bitcoin.
That's cheaper than a Pandora subscription.
It's incredible. ProXPN.com/AMP. Take advantage of that new AMP offer. Or, of course, you can still use code FTL50. ProXPN.com/AMP. All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Calvin listening in St. Louis. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Danica, and Rich Paul.
Hey, Calvin. Ian, glad to join you guys tonight. I wanted to discuss the issue of this challenge, because you guys had that caller earlier who got a speeding ticket, and the instrumentation to calculate speed was dubious at best. But there was a moment in the discussion where you guys were discussing challenging jurisdiction, whether that's effective or not. And just for a short plug, we have another radio host that broadcasts tomorrow, Mark Stevens. I work with him, so for full disclosure. But on the question of whether or not challenging jurisdiction works, I'll go on the record and saying, and you don't have to take my word or anyone else's word for this, but it has worked in the past, and you can find examples and documentation on Mark's website at markstevens.net/successes. To add in, I recently had a case personally here in St. Louis where I didn't get the – now, when we talk about whether something works or not, there's different definitions people will use. Some people, hire lawyers, and what works for them is getting it amended. So, and then for other people, what quote-unquote works is getting it dismissed. And we've had both outcomes. In my case, I challenged jurisdiction, and the prosecutor here is very hard-headed, and I've had a very hard time getting success here, but I was able to hammer out a plea bargain deal where at least I was able to get points on my license, and it was pretty easy. In fact, the prosecutor approached me with a plea bargain. I was just wanting to challenge jurisdiction, and jurisdiction isn't necessarily am I located here. There are also other jurisdictional elements, whether there's actual loss, injury, harm, the violation of someone's legal right, damage, those types of things. So those are also jurisdictional challenges. So I just wanted to put that out there to the listeners that challenging jurisdiction can work. Your mileage will vary greatly depending on where you're at and how far the state has dug their heels in your community. But it has worked. There's examples of it. It really comes down to whether or not someone's going to is willing to commit themselves to actually learning the language in the courtroom and being able to overcome the intimidation from both the prosecutor and the judge, because as we all know here on Free Talk Live in the audience, those two actors are one of the same team.
Well, that's definitely true. Well, what we do up in Keene is we record all of our court appearances. And that's something I would really like to see from the challenge, jurisdiction challenging and sovereign citizen communities. And there's several communities that have novel approaches to courtrooms. And I would love to have somebody, come up here, do some civil disobedience, maybe, go out and smoke a joint on the square, although that might not get you arrested anymore. But
you just park your car wrong and then get a parking ticket.
There you go.
Yeah, and do it and let us film you.
Public around there, sign me up.
Well, we had a rally, and we went out every day at 4:20 in the afternoon for about 2 years and smoked weed on the square. They arrested me 3 times and arrested a couple other people. And they realized we weren't going to go away, so they just kind of left us alone. And
I remember
so, yeah.
That. I'm a big fan of that activism. Rich, I asked Ian. We actually do have some instances between Ian and Derek J. They have brought up this line of questioning and challenging jurisdiction in court. In Ian's case, it's actually on the Free Keene YouTube channel. Mark was able to appear in court via video and challenge jurisdiction. It was allowed to go on for about an hour. the prosecutor never once.
That actually wasn't court. It was a DMV hearing. It was an administrative hearing, so it wasn't court at all.
Yes,
but
I'm
it was
sorry.
A very entertaining video with Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land going at it with this DMV administrator. That DMV administrator was not happy about what he was being subjected to and ultimately ended up cutting Mark off. And Derek did try some of the Mark Stevens questions here, but Judge Burks, you know, he's no newbie to this stuff, so he shut it down fairly quickly. But, you know, Rich, I agree with you that I would love to see some of these folks with the legal theories put their theories into effect on video. I mean, because all the time we hear them calling in to Mark's show, if you listen on to LRN.FM on Saturday afternoon, he gets people calling in telling their stories, but you never hear them, you know, say that they recorded their case. And usually when I ask them, when I ask anybody about their case, wherever it is they are, they say that you just can't record in other courts and elsewhere, you know, outside of New Hampshire. It's just not something that's very easy to do or even an option that's on the table. Do you know, Calvin, if in Missouri you can record in a courtroom?
Oh, it's extremely difficult. I've tried many times myself, and the rules will tell you that you can. All you have to do is seek permission, as long as it's not basically disruptive. They should, you know, according to the rules, they should allow you. However, in practice, they will never let you record, especially if you're actually going in pro se per and, you know, being a cog in their clogging up their system and actually challenging the authority. If that's the case, it's almost guaranteed that you will not get a camera in a Missouri courtroom.
Huh.
So again, that's what's so attractive about New Hampshire. Mark's mentioned that several times. If more free thinkers were able to go in there with the questions and really bring it up in a very coherent manner and persistently, because you've seen Mark himself go at it for about an hour, and that really didn't yield great results. So, we're a big fan of the court videos that are produced from the Free Keen channel, but that is a hard thing depending on, for most states, is getting that video footage in there. However, I do agree that it's very powerful to have that out there so that people are able to emulate that and be able to use that to their own advantage to really correct some of the damage that government does whenever they take our resources, whenever they take our money and, you know, our labor away from us. So,
We're real good at clogging the system up here. And in fact, I was actually in court this week. Our friend Derek J. Freeman has moved to San Francisco for a period of time, and he had a parking ticket case that he was going to take to court on Wednesday of this week, and I reminded him about it on Monday, and he had forgotten all about it, and so I told him, well, look, I'll try to go in there and, you know, act as the administrator for the case, because it was actually a corporate car that was ticketed. So because it's a corporate car, that means that anybody who's authorized should be able to take the case. Thanks, Calvin, for your call tonight. I'll tell you what happened here in moments. I did get it on video, but I've been so busy with other things, I haven't put it up on YouTube. It's free.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you like, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here and bring up anything. Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, if you get online at all and you like to order, let's say, products on Amazon, you want to save big time on your next order and every order after that, go to saveatpurse.com and get started with an account at saveatpurse.com, where you can then start ordering things through Amazon with Bitcoin and save 20% on average if you're in the United States. Other countries, there's different averages, but 20% is your average discount, which means that you can get a higher than 20% discount. I've done it, 29% on the headphones I'm wearing, 40% on the most recent Blu-ray that I ordered. If you want to save big time on your already great deal Amazon purchases, then you owe it to yourself to check out saveatpurse.com. Even if you don't have Bitcoin yet, go ahead and get an account started at saveatpurse.com. This is like reason number one to get some Bitcoin. Like, if this is a good pitch to folks, hey, you need a reason to get Bitcoin? How about 20% off Amazon? Saveatpurse.com. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about courts and challenging tickets and things like that, and it's it's just unfortunate that a lot of these folks who have great ideas in the courtroom aren't able to actually document effectively them putting their ideas into use. And that's what you had suggested, Rich, was that people should record video of themselves challenging jurisdiction or whatever other kind of court tactic it is that they want to try out. Because we know one thing's for sure, that, you know, in all the different times we've tried different things here in the Keene area, nothing works consistently. So it's very hard to find any kind of courtroom theory that is actually going to be reliable. But even if there was something reliable, we would never really know if, from all the people who are out there outside of New Hampshire claiming to be putting these tactics into effect, because you just have to take their word for it. You know, nobody's going to go and buy the transcript from the, Joe Blowtown District Court to verify this person's claim as to whether or not their tactic actually worked in court. If it's not on video, it might as well have not have happened.
Yeah, and I would say on exactly the same same theory, and we are in a pictures or it didn't happen society where, you know, If you can't show somebody some video, they don't want to hear about it. A lot of people don't read newspapers. You know, they don't read very much at all. And I would say it violates the constitutional right to a fair and speedy trial, or a speedy and public trial. I'm sorry. To then say you can't have cameras in there. In what sense is it then public? I can't see what happened there. I'm
exactly
a long way away, and people have a right to know what their government is up to. So I would like, I don't know, I wonder how many people have challenged this on constitutional grounds and whether there's room for something similar to the Glick decision to, you know, one thing to do would be to actually try recording in a courtroom
and
fight them and get arrested and fight them. And I think your results would be best in federal court.
Yeah, I think you'd be right about that. But of course, you know, now we're asking the average person who on their own is likely not going to take something to court. So of the people who are willing to take something to court, you're asking them to go ahead and put themselves on the line with a possible arrest. Now you're whittling down even further the window of possible, or the amount of possible people who would be willing to go through with this. Further, the person who'd be willing to face arrest would then also have to have either the connections in the legal world to get a good attorney, because you're not going to go to federal court without somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, right? You're not just going to bumble your way through to success on that one.
Pro se prisoners do it all the time.
Do they
win? A lot of their... Sometimes they do.
Yeah, but that's because all they have time to do is research, right? Like,
well,
they're in prison.
That's true.
The average person, they're busy. They're trying to pay the bills.
They are. But, you know, then again, 7 years ago, I was the average person who wouldn't have had time or energy to take a ticket to court. I mean, the last arrest I had before I moved to New Hampshire, I got arrested in Ohio for driving on suspended license on my way from Michigan back to Florida. Mm-hmm. And I just called up an Ohio attorney and said, I'll send you however much money you need, make it so I don't have to go back there and go to court, because I've got work to do.
And that's why people don't generally go to court. They've got work, they've got family, they've got responsibilities, they've got things that keep them busy, and the court is the least interesting thing to the average person.
Yeah. Yeah. But people change. I've gone to court a few times since then.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know, to find someone who's willing to go to court, who's willing to challenge a ticket, willing to further be arrested for recording in court, I mean, we can't find those people, and we're in the activist movement, right?
Well, I was actually thinking, actually, if you're willing to do all those things, why don't you just move to New Hampshire? And we'd love to have you.
Really, I think that's the best option here. I mean, because we do have a support system here. We do have activists who will come and back you up in a courtroom, and, you know, I'll be there with my video camera. Likely, if you're in Keene for trial, I'll probably be there if you are a liberty-oriented person. And in this case, I was in court this week. Derek J. Freeman had a parking ticket trial. Now, this was going to be a different trial. I've been to a bunch of parking ticket trials, not just for me, but for other people there to observe others who have challenged their parking tickets. And we're talking about a $5 parking ticket. So this is not a big risk. You know, you're not putting anything significant on the line. Now, With that said, anytime you're in a courthouse, you're out there, you're, you know, subject to the whims of the bureaucrats in the courthouse. If they get a hair up their butt and they decide they don't like you and they want to trump you up on some kind of nonsense charges, they certainly can. So anytime,
have a seat.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime you're in the courthouse, anything can happen. But generally, going in on a speeding ticket for $5 is a fairly low-risk activity when it comes to court. So that's what
and
I was...
if you do lose, you can just pay it in pennies like some of us do.
You can't. I don't know. Has anyone ever done a parking ticket with pennies before?
Or, oh, no, wait. It was a news story that someone paid a ticket in pennies, but didn't.
I don't know if it was here.
Did Garrett pay in quarters or nickels? Didn't he?
I don't recall.
I think he paid in
Obama coin.
Yeah, the quarters with the little Obama pictures.
That's funny still.
So, anyway, Derek J. got this ticket, but he wasn't driving his car at the time. He was driving a corporate car, a car owned by a corporation. So I've never gone to a trial where the corporation was the person who was ticketed, right? Because in the crazy world of the legal land, corporations are persons. And so what happened?
Well, okay, let me just stop and give a brief clarification on that. Personhood under the law means anything that can own property, enter into a contract, or be sued. So corporations are... to say that corporations are legal people is not unreasonable, and that way predates Citizens United.
Oh no, I understand that, but it's still pretty ridiculous, in my opinion, to call a corporation a person. They're not a person. It's just that's a legal term, and it's been redefined how they want to define it. They can define things how they want.
Maybe they should use a different word, but there would have to be a word that that has exactly those characteristics. It can own property, it can be sued, and it can enter into contracts, or businesses could not enter into contracts. Managers of stores would have to enter into personal contracts with their suppliers because they couldn't be sued. They're not people.
Yeah, I just think it's a weird thing, right? Like to say that a corporation is a person. I understand that's how the system works, and that's just sort of part and parcel of
the way things are. It would be nice if they'd used the word legal entity
legal fiction,
or something.
Legal entity, yeah.
Well, legal fiction, of course, is any legal person which is not a human. Is a legal fiction.
Which is what a corporation is.
Yeah, or a government. A government is
also
just a corporation that claims extraordinary power.
That's correct. So, in this case, it was a corporate-owned car, and Derek had gone into the parking department, because when you get a parking ticket, if you want a trial, you have to go to the department and tell them that you want a trial, and then they schedule the trial for you. So he went in there, and he took sort of responsibility for the ticket, meaning that he was going to be the agent for the corporation who was handling the trial for the corporation, as I understood it. But when I went into court, and I was expecting to be able to go in there and just say, hey, look, I've got this permission from Derek J. He's written this out saying I can be the agent instead of him in this particular case. They acted like they didn't know this was a corporate case. They acted like this was Derek's case. So apparently when he went in there originally to challenge the ticket, they just went ahead and just put everything under his name, and so there was no evidence for the judge to look at that showed the judge that this was a corporate car. And the judge said that you might have been able to do this had Derek actually filed a motion in advance, because it was that day. It was the morning of. So it was just too late to get in there. I tried.
The thing is, that ticket didn't have a name on it. It just had a license plate number. That's how parking tickets are.
Right, but when he went in to challenge it, they put his name on the case file.
Oh, so they're saying he accepted responsibility, and so now you can't shift it back.
855, 453. Well, they said I might have been able to shift it.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.